Shortly after the Derek Chauvin verdict last night, Professor of African American Studies at the University of Berkeley, California, Nikki Jones, gave her reaction to our reporter, Angus Cox.
As I listened to the verdict, it was what I expected. And at the same time, I had an understanding that just because I expected it didn't necessarily mean that it would be delivered. The history of prosecuting police officers for violence against Black people makes anyone hesitant to have any kind of confidence in a guilty verdict. And at the same time, it was clear that the argument in this court, in this case, only pointed one toward a guilty verdict. You know, so it is in some ways a relief to see that that was in fact the verdict that was delivered, because I think it was the right verdict. And at time, it's not a relief in the sense that it solves any of the major problems that have brought people out into the streets a year ago and has added momentum to this movement against police violence and systemic racism. And so I also fear that if people see it as a victory and an endpoint, that it will actually limit the possibility for transformation that remains necessary even after the reading of this verdict.
So how should this verdict best be used when it comes to race relations, or what is the positive that can come out of this now, do you think?
When I think about policing, I think about the extraordinary violence of policing and the ordinary dominance of policing. And this certainly was a rebuke of the extraordinary violence of policing. And at the same time, in setting Derek Chauvin's actions and behaviors as extraordinary, and indeed they were extraordinary, but that's what it takes for an entire institution to come down against violence against Black people as it is delivered through policing, then that leaves a lot of ordinary dominance, ordinary aggression, routine violence that can be more legitimized in the wake of this trial. And so that's a real concern of mine, that in setting Derek Chauvin as an outlier, everything that does not cross that line, the things that go up to that line but don't cross it, are somehow seen as legitimate or justified because they don't violate policy in as obvious a way. And in fact, I think that is the root of the problem of policing. And these acts of extraordinary violence are just the tip of the iceberg.
And that was Nikki Jones from the University of Berkeley, California. Let's talk finally to Dr. Ebun Joseph, Director of the Institute of Anti-Racism and Black Studies at UCD. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you share that worry that Nikki Jones voiced there, that people might see this verdict not as the beginning now of something, but that as an end, see it as an end point?
I share that. Well, I don't think so, because I'm worried that shouldn't be the case, because as it is now, you know, think about it. It took 10 hours of deliberation, 10 hours. We all saw that. What did we need 10 hours to do that for? That is number one. Then the second thing we have to look at is that, you know, that all of this happened in a public space, you know, and so my own worry is that, you know, people should not, that we should not, because this has not ended, do you understand? Like, we still have this continuing. We still have the killing. You know, we had Barack Obama when he became president. We thought, oh, this is, you know, we're post-race. It didn't happen. You know, look at everything that happened after all of that. So with this verdict right now, this is not it. We have to keep on. The pressure must still be on. We must look for things, you know, around, you know, just the sentencing, you know, policing, the stereotyping of Black bodies, you know, Black boys, Black bodies, you know, the constant killing, that must continue. This is just one case. And look at how long it took. There's a worldwide outcry. And that's why this case ended this way. I'm not surprised. This is exactly what I expected. But think about it, that we were all waiting. We were all not, there was none of us who was 100% sure. The fact that we were not 100% sure means that there is something fundamentally wrong with the system, and we cannot stop at that.
So what changes from today, if there is to be change, for Black officers, for police officers on patrol in the United States, and what changes for the young Black men and women that they pull over?
The young black men are already doing what they've asked them to do. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Put your hands up. My hands are here. They are already doing more than enough. They've learned how to force down their fears and not say anything. They are doing enough. But what we need now is, you know, we said that, you know, there are only a few bad apples within the police. Now the question we are asking is, where are the good apples? We are not seeing the good apples. We know there are good apples within the police. Where are the good apples? We need the good apples to begin to speak up within the system itself. They need to begin to speak up. The fact that they are not speaking up begins to show you how much power that system holds and how much fear is within the system. So there have to be massive policy changes. The policies are in place that racism and all of this only happens because of two things. One, the policies and the law. That is the place the change must happen, the policies and the law. But fair play to everybody. The one thing that as citizens we can keep on doing, we must continue citizen journalism. That is the only reason this case has ended this way. Bring okay. out your phone, record things if you can.
Dr. Ebun Joseph from UCD, thank you very much.